I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, great. And if you would, Sarah, take a roll call.
Sure. Councilman Fazio?
Here.
Councilman Hoppenstedt?
Here.
Councilman O'Flaherty?
Present.
Supervisor DePio?
Present. Okay, well, thank you folks for coming out. There is no previous minutes or anything to read, so we will go right into our budget. And we are going to start off with zoning board. Zoning board is going to be 80-10.
Is there something for me to look at, or?
You don't have your budget sheet?
I don't.
Yeah, we'll just take a minute if you can make copies, that would be great.
You said 80-10?
Yeah. Okay. So what's back, Steve? Look, you got this many pages.
I moved the whole
left.
Book.
He's getting there.
I'm right there. I'm like a page off. Give me a second.
Okay.
One more page.
There we go.
One more.
No,
right here.
There's two pages.
Yep.
Okay, you guys all set?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is what we're looking at. First page here. First page on the top, point one is your personnel. First is the clerk. The hours worked are 18. Current hourly salary, rate of pay, is going to be $17.57. She proposes 18 hours, or I should say they propose 18 hours, and proposed hourly rate, or the salary, is a $2 increase. For 2024, we did this we were using a 3% across the board, keeping in mind that Janice has been an employee here, I believe, since 2017, and she is actually behind what we feel the scale is. And as a percentage rate, we're going to move the salary from $17.57. There would be 3% on that, and then we're going to add a dollar. So the salary for 2025 will be $19.10. And you folks chime in anytime.
I feel she does a fine job, and she does need a little catch up here, so we're getting a large majority of it here. Appreciate that. One thing I did, as you scroll down, as we get down to it, I'm asking for no raises for the board members.
You will see a change there.
Oh, okay.
So
I think everybody's in there just for doing the job.
So yes. Let me just say this.
Unless
okay, let me say this, because we find this problem when we're doing budgeting, and we don't want to have this problem down the road. So when you're saying we're bringing her, you know, closer to scale, whatever, we're increasing her, I think it's a pretty healthy amount. I think it's a respectable amount. But that being said, when we get to the board members, the chairperson, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But as far as the board, is the board okay with that?
Yes.
Bring your salary to 19.10.
Yep.
Councilman O'Flaherty?
Yes.
Councilman Fazio?
Yes.
Okay. So we will bring her salary to 19.10. At the 18 hours, okay, proposed the ending result there from 18.317.52 is going to change to 17.877.60. If you guys like to do the math on that, go right ahead.
So she's going to 19.10, and it will be 17.877.60. Gotcha.
17.877.60. 60 cents.
Yep.
All right, everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're talking about the board members. Respectfully, what you said is great, but in some instances, that can't happen, because what ends up happening is if we do that this year, and we give a zero, then 7 years down the road, or 12 years, or 15 years, that's not fair. And what we did is we based it on a 3% increase. So currently, right now, the salary is $445.59, and I believe that is paid biannually.
Yes.
So that with the 3% raise will be, and again, I want you guys to do the math, is going to go to $458.96. And that accumulatively, now you're going to have six of those board members. The ending result is going to be 26-73-54.
76?
No, 26-73-54.
Okay.
And thank you for correcting me because that,
that's the 2024 number.
Yeah, I got
27-53-76. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
5776.
So let me redo this math here. So we are going to 459. We agreed on that. 459 is current salary. And then increasing that.
445. No, 445.59 is current.
We have this.
We're moving it to 458.96.
Yes, 458. Okay, 458.96. And then we should end up with
27.53.76?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know why I have that at the end as 26, but it's 27.53.76.
Yes.
Okay, so that may change my end number. I'll verify that. Okay, you're all good there. Now we have the chairperson salary. Chairperson salary is $516.42 currently. With 3%,
531.91.
Yep, 531.91. Okay. Now, give me a grand total for the total personnel line.
21-163-27.
27. Yep. Okay. All good?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, next page.
21, is it?
21-163-27. So it's going to be $21,163.27.
Larry, your math, you were doubling your salaries.
Gotcha.
We caught you. You're like, we don't want the raise, but I'm going to double what we have here.
Gotcha.
Okay, so our point...
Those lines on the left, on the right were incorrect. Gotcha.
Yep. Okay. So now we are at the point four contractual. We have the attorney. We have the attorney's fees. Expended for 2023 was $1,113.78. 2024 budget was $12,000. Year to date is
$8,000. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to the propose for 2025. We're proposing actually dropping that to $8,000. I'm sorry. I got notes all over my paper here. So we are proposed to dropping that down to $8,000.
Okay. On attorney line is going from 12 to 8.
Well, we're going to discuss it.
Oh.
Sounds like Mr. Lindenhauer might have a question.
Well, you know, we have something down the road which is going to be litigating, you know, good chance.
Potentially, yes.
And it will, I mean, just be aware if we're dropping it, because this was a pretty quiet year.
Yeah.
We didn't have too much going on. And we actually are going to have some training in December, which will just still bring him in line probably with our
budget. Yeah, the training will not cost us anything. That training is going to be for free.
Okay.
So
my only thing to say on the horizon, mm-hmm. if we may have quite a bit with potential of the warehouse project.
So without going into too much detail, what do you feel... the possible litigation may be.
Well, I feel we're going to want him at every meeting that we would have because there's a lot of... Anything pertaining to the proposed warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be smart to have him there to be able to quickly consult and also to quickly advise. And... just the pursuant paperwork that I mm-hmm. that I foresee possibly happening if things, you know, start to stall a little.
So 2023, we did have $1,113.78 that we expended. Our 2024 budget was $12,000. What did we spend to date, Tiffany?
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
So you still have $12,000?
So So that being said, the reason why we dropped that down from 12 to 8, and we stayed conservative, we're not dropping it down any further than that.
Okay.
Not that there's not any anticipated use for him, and I appreciate and respect the fact that, you know, you're looking at the future. That's mm-hmm. what we do when we budget. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at the whole scheme of things and the previous year in 2023 and what we actually utilize them for, yes, there is potential for litigation. There is no, you know, there's no escrow accounts for ZBA, mm-hmm. so we're working off our money right. to defend what we're doing.
Yes.
But I still feel myself, and the board can chime in, I still feel myself that 8,000 should be sufficient.
That's fine. If we roll into the year and things start to accumulate, you'll mm-hmm. be advised, and if we, you know, I just want it out there just yep. in case.
Understood.
I don't think there's too much. I don't think this current one is going to be too much. So unless there's other projects that
well,
pop
we
up.
Never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless
quite
there's
honestly,
other projects that pop up.
Quite honestly, but we hope
one,
other projects
but
pop
this
up.
This one's kind of sitting out there. The only thing I can compare it to would be the racetrack stuff when yep. we had it a few years back, which... He was president. I mean, we had a full house. We had him president yep. meetings. He had to do a lot of bouncing back and forth. Mm-hmm. So,
what year was that, Larry?
Oh God, was that?
No, I think it started in 22, didn't it?
I was gonna say 22. It was before COVID, or was it after? COVID?
No. I think it was only 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was after. It was. Yeah, we were able to do the meetings out there in the summer of 22.
You had him in the highway department.
Yes. I think it was 22. And you can see, you probably see a little spike there.
I keep hitting the... So in 22, you roughly spent 11.9.
Okay.
What was it?
11.9.
11.9, so almost 12,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
The potential's always there. And we, all
right.
We took all that into consideration.
Just wanted it out there. I mean, I know mm-hmm. everyone's aware of it, but I just...
Yeah, understood. Understood.
With it there, so...
The training we had down for $3,500. And what we like to do is I like to lower that to $1,500. And given the fact that I am negotiating free training from
okay.
not only engineers but also from okay. the lawyers, this also to include new members coming on, correct?
What I would suggest is all the members sign up for NYMER, so they just have to send me their information. Mm-hmm. I can set them up. And there are so many online free courses.
We get notifications from Janice all the time, mm-hmm. and I've done my classes online.
That's only for the sexual harassment. And
no, others. She sends us two, three times a month, mm-hmm. potential ones, Seeker, guidelines for running, all different ones. I mean,
those are good. Those are good.
She sends us... Mm-hmm. those all the time, and I've done a couple.
So one thing that you have to keep in mind, which you told me this afternoon, which I was not aware of, what, a year and a half ago, they changed all of that, so now you have to literally get signed on, and she can, you know, she can sign each person on.
And then you guys have availability to go on and look at any kind of trainings.
And honestly...
And if you, as the chairperson, want to say, okay... So I see there's this training, I want my members to do it, I would send them an invite to do it, to sign up, and give them a timeline.
Yeah. Well, everybody is pretty, I'm probably the one who's usually chasing it at the end of the year. Most of these folks are very interested, and they've signed in, and they've got their hours. So I think 15, dropping it down, the only, last year and this year, we had a couple of people who asked to actually go attend a conference,
mm-hmm.
and they were told, well, no, we're not going to do that. I do foresee that again.
Mm-hmm.
That's more just a decision to be made
At
the time.
And we understand that. As a board, we understand that everybody, and we encourage training. But the mm-hmm. you know, the reality is, and the problem is if you have a budget for training,
I get it.
And we do the first training in March and then expend all that money, mm-hmm.
No, I'm fine with the online and doing it, and but like I said, there are a couple of people on the board who, you know, have asked to attend.
Yeah, and that's okay.
So, I told them just put your application in, and we'll send it along.
And like I said before, way back in January, I sent out a memo to everybody. if somebody comes to you, you're the chairperson, they should be clearing any other outside training through you. You should put a value to it. If you think that it's something that's valuable, then you forward it to me, and you will have a conversation. We'll see what we can do with it. So definitely do not discourage training by any means. So the training, like I said, I'd like to drop that down to 1,500.
Okay. No problem.
Supplies, dropping the supplies to $350. And before I go any further, you guys have any questions?
Nope.
Feel free to jump in.
When you drop supplies, we need to talk about postage.
I'm sorry, talking about?
Postage.
Oh, yes. And thank you for reminding me. Postage. That was another big bone of contention back in the spring. Your folks have to start coming in and picking up their paperwork. Each one of them packages start at $16.50, $17 for a package.
You know what?
And that's only with a couple of papers in there. But if you have like a normal mailing, you're talking $26, $27. Okay. You times that by 7, and then the other board times it by 14. Well, that's a lot of money,
I wasn't aware of that number, but thank you for that.
So
and we'll have Janice. We'll send an email out saying there is a package ready for you.
Yes.
And if anybody really is humping about it, I thought, well, then put in your 60 cents a mile for your 7 mile trip, and
so,
it'll be $4 instead of.
And I'll tell you this honestly. You know what I mean? Honestly, I know you folks don't make a whole lot of money doing that, and I appreciate you do it.
I don't think anybody's doing it, but
I don't think anybody is really that far out that they can't stop in.
That's why I said.
And on top of that, and I got a lot of pushback in the spring when I put out that memo. I said, and I asked Janice to stay in contact with everybody. I want the boards to know each other. I was blown away when you didn't know Rich Gores, and Rich Gores didn't know you. Two guys that are from town that are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy. But I said, every single thing that comes in, immediately Janice should be emailing out to the entire board. You guys should have an opportunity to look at that from day one and not open up your package at a meeting. To me, that's disrespectful to the applicant. Yeah. It slows the whole process down, and we're not doing our due diligence. So she can still make up the packets, but she sends the email to everybody, and folks can pick that up. If there's something where somebody cannot get out because they don't have transportation or something, we'll make arrangements
Nobody's going to have an issue with it. I say, if anybody wants to say to me, then voucher it. You know, voucher your 7 miles at 67 cents a mile, and we'll give you your $4 as opposed to $19 for a mailing. And they'll never, it's just a way to move it along.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Janice is very quick, and as long as she'll send it out saying there's a packet here.
And I believe she is here late on Tuesday, I'll
send follow-ups that, individually. Hey, you haven't picked up your packet. I won't send it to the team, but if somebody has not picked up their packet within, 72 hours of a meeting, I'll have her just send another, there's something here for you.
Because actually some stuff, doesn't she even send emails?
She does. She does.
Unless
apps
and stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. Usually what happens is, the stuff comes in, but when she hands the packets out before the meeting, it's because we now have a full, a map that's this big that was shrunk down this big.
Yeah.
So that's when everybody's opening things up, really. Mm-hmm. But everyone on the board takes their role and is aware and ready. It's just sorting through the stuff to set us up.
All right, so the next one is going to be the membership and association fee. That's $100. We're not going to get away from that. That is what it is. So looking at the bottom for the total contractual is going to change to $9,950. No sense. When we combine that personnel line for the total department request for 2025, it's going to change that over to $31,113.27. All right.
Very good.
Do you have any questions?
I'm all set.
Excellent.
All set. Not a problem. And we'll see you this week.
Excellent. Thank you.
You got it.